time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God.
Got to give thanks to NZ On Air Music. Thank you very much.
Shout
to
out
them.
NZ On Air. Need money for music videos.
Yes. Yes, please. And also money for BFM. that bulk funding. Church and AP are a young Auckland duo who just released their debut album, Thoroughbred. They're one of those acts that you may have been seeing a bit about, but may not have listened, and shame on you. You can see them at The Other's Way. They're performing at the festival, which is happening on August the 31st. We've got them in studio to hear a few songs and have a chat. Church AP, hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello, hello.
All right, I'm going to tee everything up and we'll be good to go. Here we go.
Yeah.
Ice cold, baby, I told you, I'm ice cold.
Turn me up, please. They say keep it on you, I ignore them, keep it cordial.
Yeah.
People love to hate you, then support you, I ain't for them.
No.
I'm like Aristotle, when I'm posted, I'm important.
Okay,
cause
okay.
I'm the tallest poppy, yeah, I'm popping, try ignore them. They say keep it on you, I ignore them, keep it cordial. People love to hate you, then support you, I ain't for them. I'm like Aristotle, when I'm posted, I'm important. Cause I'm the tallest poppy, yeah, I'm popping. Try
yeah,
ignore
yeah,
them,
yeah. Fresh out the gate, with that car, hot essential on. Ace on my fate, it's that aqua, I'm jetting on. Out for the throne like Faqua, be out for a baddie, out for a feature. Looking for addies, do what you do when you tryna reach up. At a tall poppy popping, once you hearing all of that. Gonna blow like Johnny Depp, on the step, like I'm Sylvester. Blessed to be in the present, rest in peace to your fellow.
I kill them like Pokemon, cause you be catching them all.
It ain't not facts anymore,
I'm bagging them all.
So it's safe to say if you're saying things, keep your lips from saying my name.
Hey.
But you win the crowd in front of the stage and helping me get that pay.
Pink.
I need my pay like Faison, I need my pay like Rockin'. I need my pay like Cameron, I need my pay like Pfeiffer. They're blocking my shine like Terry, I'm blocking it fire like Barbie.
Woo.
Instead of investing your time in me, why didn't you find you a hobby? Cause bitch, I can't hear you.
Nah,
I had to turn my speakers up when I'm in that wish. Up, dog, bitch, you know what's up.
They say keep it on you, I ignore them, keep it cordial. People love to hate you, then support you, I ain't for them. I'm like Aristotle, when I'm posted, I'm important. See, cause I'm the tallest poppy, poppin',
try ignore them.
I swear they only consider me like Andre when I turn 3000. The future repairs of Shakespeare, so present concerns of the past. See, I could just shallow a flask, but daddy told me that my sorrows can backstroke. So I can be a victim to that joke. So I'm with the matches with glass doors and cardboard doors open with passcodes.
And ambition is cool
until they start talking with confidence. Then all of your friends that want you to win are suddenly cutting off oxygen.
But
I'm such a narcissist.
Is he?
How dare he believe in himself?
How could he?
I'm so ashamed.
He should be.
I need some help. Where's my brain? I'll talk to a friend.
Yeah.
The gritted teeth tell a story. A skeleton bike in the street. Halloween night, they got nowhere to be. They karate get shit out of me. Leave me for dead. Teach me a lesson. I should've talked so much.
Shut up.
Exterminators rarely after me. Pick the puppy like a box of chocolate. Terminators, if you asking me. Machines you made and made to fit the hostage. Rather kill the dreams. Often fashioned in flesh. And tales say they take up many forms. Males, females, or the rest. They might be right next to you.
Watch them, watch them.
Watch where they too late to shoot. Cause they tell you aim for the stars. But aim in the car just soon as you move. Shooting you down, keeping it cool. Skip to my loot. Bitch, I'm true than true. I set the mood, ice in my veins.
You should know how I be doing it, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, now, that's BFM, cool, but like,
about to do something cool.
What's cooler than being cool?
I don't know.
What's cooler than being cool?
Okay, I got it, okay.
What's cooler than being cool?
Ice cold, baby. What's cooler than being cool?
Ice cold, baby.
I said, what's cooler than being cool?
Ice cold, baby.
What's cooler than being cold? One more time, let's go, yeah. What's cooler
than being cool? Ice cold, baby.
What's cooler than being cool? Okay, yeah. What's cooler than being cool?
Ice cold, baby.
What's cooler than being cool? What's up, yeah. Y'all?
No. No. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You are live. BFM. Church and AP. This is just a start. Shout out Akon. Yeah.
I probably pack and blast off the Bora Bora. Do some exploring, might call up Dora. Just suss the score in them foreign borders. Might swipe me this, I might swipe me that. Like to get on the piss with some random tourists. Want an icy wrist, but I can't afford it. Should I really wish I could do all this? Might swipe me this, I might swipe me. Tuesday payday and I'm loud. Sunday zero in the cow. Want the ham and cheddar like the deli man. Wanna ball out hard like it's jelly fam. Wanna floor it in a foreign car. Wanna ball with ballers, LeVar. Wanna blaze in Portland. Need escape from Auckland.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No ham, no cheddar, I'm broke, I'm vegan. Boy ain't scored all season.
Bench warm, I stepped outside for the breeze. But I just got caught in debris. But I'm back on my ball like breezy.
Like breezy.
I got a clean 6-4 like easy. Waiting for a call or a meeting. All of the clouds deceiving, right? But that incites my sweet escape. Need a girl like Gwen and a wrist like Mace. And the world gone mad, might cop some babe. Zips I cut, gon' hide this face. But I been great since Zip went rock. Oh boy, just blazing. This fact like boys in the heat.
Yeah, yeah.
I was itching just to get a mention. Stopping at dementia, hopping through dimensions. Every flow I mention, another world is into. Listen, they gon' pay if I just do me. When I'm locked, get guap like walk. When I get this money, then I might, why not? I will flee these streets, then I think, why stop? I will get this money, why not?
Why not?
I will flee these streets, then I think, why stop?
Monday, wake up,
and I'm gone. Friday, out the gate, then I'm off. Roll up, I'm keen to get noisy with. Polo equipped, I'm horsing it. Wanna floor it in a foreign car. Wanna ball with ballers, LeVar. Wanna blaze in Portland, La. Need a break from Auckland.
Yeah,
Tuesday payday and I'm loud.
Loud.
Zero in the count.
In the count.
Want the ham and cheddar like the deli man.
Deli.
I wanna ball out hot like it's jelly fam.
Jelly.
Wanna floor it in a foreign car. Wanna ball with the ballers, LeVar. I wanna blaze in Portland, La. I need to escape from Auckland, so baby. Need the money, come and save me. When I get it, I'ma treat me. Ain't no time to act lazy. Tell the city I'm leaving. No money made me angry. I'm about to go crazy, taking all the money with me. If I could escape,
yeah, yeah. And it's just like that,
like
it's
that,
just like that, that.
Like that, like that. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Church and AP live in the 95 BFM studio, for live and direct. It was fantastic.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
The samples and the references in your tracks are really strong. I was wondering how do you choose them? How do you?
It's like the feel of the song. Yeah. Like that one, we got that beat with the Gwen Stefani sample already on it. So then we just went off that.
So we kind of formatted the whole song over that. In terms of Tall Poppy and the whole Ice Cold thing, that was always just something that was really cool to us.
Shout out Frank Ocean.
Yeah, and yeah, so we originally had the Andre 2000 one, and then we were like, oh, we should just chuck in the Frank Ocean saying Ice Cold. I think it's Pilot Jones.
Mm.
Yeah, and so we were just like, yeah, let's chuck that in. That'll be cool. Like, that'll be a kind of in-joke for people that know.
But I might just pause here, James, and feel free to come in. I might just close the door. Sorry, in the background you can hear shadows.
Shout out, shadows.
Fuck, man. Like, shadows a couple years ago was dead. And now that they're brought back, cheaper.
I'm not allowed in yet, but...
Got the chaperone.
Yeah. Shout out. My dad's here with me.
Yeah, there's in other tracks on Thoroughbred, there's some strong DMX references.
Yeah, yeah.
where did these hip hop influences come from?
I think it's kind of the way that we were raised, always having music constantly around us, and then kind of finding our own sound and what we liked and what we draw near to. it was kind of, I guess, an amalgamation of all of these sounds. And so we had that old school from like our older generation, like my dad and his dad, and then we kind of had that new stuff just from the internet.
Yeah.
And then coming up as rappers in the local scene, there are people that we're influenced by, there are people that we're mentored by that are kind of like that old guard. And I've spoken about this quite a bit, but then the people that we're around on a daily basis are kind of like the younger guys from that whole SoundCloud wave and what have you.
Mm.
So yeah, it's kind of just a combination of that.
What, can you talk about the mentoring? Are we talking, if I read right, I was like Mellow Downs, mm-hmm. the Wellesley.
Yeah, Wellesley.
Yeah, Wellesley.
Wellesley, sorry. Can you explain what that is for people who aren't quite sure?
Yeah, you can. Oh, okay. Well, so we came up from this, it was kind of like a community-based thing for all of the kids to kind of come in. There were like a lot of like troubled kids.
Yeah, it was like a youth program.
Yeah, it was like a youth program. And you'd have people like Mellow come in, and there'd be mentors. Razor Beezle was another mentor.
Nash.
And Nash. And these guys would kind of talk to us about music, talk to us about current events, and get us to express it through the medium of music, I guess. And we'd be able to write about that stuff. And we saw a lot of, like, we got our first gig from it. We played Neck of the Woods last year. And that's kind of just like, we've kind of gone full circle now, because we kind of did it free, and it was like, and then like we finally got paid to do it, and we were like, whoa, this is cool.
It's a nice feeling getting paid.
Yeah,
for
it is. It is
stuff you make, isn't it?
Yeah, but it came from the community, so it was for the community, by the community, and it was really just people that really wanted to support that ended up fostering a lot of knowledge into us.
Mm. Can you think of, like, did they give you any tips about lyric writing that has stuck?
Yeah, for sure. Like, Mellow Downs, he would have his classes where he'd just sit down with us, and he'd give us, like, a topic, or him and the other mentors would give us a topic, and then we'd just write about it.
Yeah, like speed writing, they'd do that as well. And that was kind of just something like jog your brain.
Yeah.
Speed writing, as in you have X amount of time to write something, or you have X amount of time to fit as many words as possible?
No, X amount of time to, just to come up with as many bars as you could.
Yeah.
And then it was just kind of fun.
I was going to say, did Mellow pass on the secret of rapping so quickly?
Oh, no, but he'd do it every week, though.
Yeah.
Just to show up. Yeah. Put you in your place.
Yeah. But yeah, all those guys are really good guys. And that was kind of our first introduction to to us, like our like, you know, the neighborhood superheroes, you know.
Mm.
I remember seeing Tom Scott for the first time, and I was like, damn. But he was just, you know, he's a normal guy. He's the most down to earth guy that you could ever meet. But like, having those interactions were like, okay, I can really do this.
Mm.
And it was kind of just birthed from that.
I think I like to ask people who rap is, can you remember the first line you wrote?
Ooh.
What was it?
I remember the first good line I wrote.
No.
It was like, stay true to the homies.
I said, born in the year of the dragon, so I'm dragging all of you rappers, or something like. I was 12.
My one was way more basic.
So you've been honing this craft for a while then?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I was good until like a couple of years ago, but yeah, I guess.
How'd you work out you were good?
People like your music, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
People, yeah, I guess they kind of like, you reach a certain point where like your bars have substance, or like there's a meaning behind it, and people like hold on to that and say, oh, that was like a cool line about something, whatever.
Mm. AP, what do you admire about Church?
Everything. He's younger than me and he does it all. And he's still in school.
Oh. Hats off. AP, what do you admire about AP?
AP has like a like there are these like things called in rhyme schemes, and he's just the best at them.
And what are they?
Like it's you. Have you ever seen those Rap Genius videos?
Yep. Or,
where it'll show you all of the rhyme schemes? Yeah, he's really good at that.
So I didn't even know I did that.
But that's the thing, he doesn't even know that he does them. But he'll say like, there'll be a sentence and I'll look at it and I'll hear it and I'll be like, there are like five different rap like rhyming schemes in here, and he doesn't even know he's doing it.
This guy just uses like big words I didn't even know.
Can we talk about Narzone?
Yeah,
yeah.
Because
sure,
you guys
yeah.
are
yeah.
Associated with Narzone. Yeah, a new collective,
mm-hmm.
Based in Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
What more do we need to know?
That it's not a label, so don't ask them to sign you. I think they've been really been getting a bunch of messages for people wanting to sign them. It's not a label, but it is something that you can be a part of. Anybody can be a part of Narzone. It's kind of it's for any type of creative, or you don't even have to be a creative, but if you support the Tautoko, and like you really just are open to just being a part of that family, then you're a part of Narzone as much as we are. So yeah, in its current form, it's like a blog, but it's much more than that to us. Like yeah, it's kind of just a whole movement of people that that yeah, just like music and like art, like the community. I think the community is at the forefront of that.
Mm. Narzone.com.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Narzone. Shout out Journey.
I mean, it seems like hip hop has been pretty community focused of late.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that is?
I guess because it doesn't really work any other way. I feel if you look at what some would call the golden age of New Zealand hip hop. That was the most community thing. I was talking about it the other day. I think it was to you. It was about the Scribe stand up video.
Oh, yeah.
And just everybody's in it. Yeah. And it's just like I can't explain it, but it's an amazing feeling, and you wish you were there. But that whole community feeling is something that I feel a lot of people are missing it. People that saw it. Or are getting the idea that that we can do it again? Because like guys like Scribe, they went like 3 times platinum, and to even for the biggest artists, for you to say like, oh yeah, this guy, like imagine him going platinum. It's like it's a fantasy, but it's really not. You know, anybody can do it.
It can happen. It's gonna work hard enough.
Gotta exactly.
Got to have that single.
Yeah.
Gonna have Savage in your video. I think it was the Mellow Down's The Anthem video where everyone's doing the dance towards the camera. Like, it was like that reminded me of that wave that you were talking about. It feels good. There's lots of amazing stuff coming out. As a consumer, it's a very nice place to be.
I was just talking about it today. It's one thing to like see it from the outside, but to be a part of it, it's like a whole different level of inspiration, because you really get to see like artists that you've either grown up looking up to, and they're now like your peers and the people that can help you every day, or the people that give you support, and you can see that they're genuine people, or it's people coming up with you, and you get to see them grow every day as an artist. Like I get to see AP like get better at writing, and like and vice versa. And so it's always just a process of like watching each other grow. And it's an amazing thing.
Well, speaking of inspiration, you've just released an album.
Mm-hmm.
What are the goals for the future?
Play R&B.
Sick. Yeah, it's a great goal.
That out there. That's my last goal on my list.
Make it happen.
Yeah. Every goal that we set this year, we kind of achieved way quicker than we thought we would. So we had to like...
All right.
Do some new ones. So that's the last one. Whoever books R&B.
Well, that would be... Oh, gosh. They sold it. So it'd be Mark.
Hey, Mark.
If Money tagged him in the...
Oh, did he? Yeah.
There you go.
It's going to happen.
I think Mark goes to the other's way too.
So. Oh, hey, Mark.
Mark.
We'll give you a shout out. We'll make a song called Mark's Monkeys or something.
Hey, maybe. We've got one more track. This one, a rework of a Rizvan song.
Yes.
Why did you choose to rework the song, and how did you go about getting the track?
You can explain it the best.
Well, Rizvan was one of those artists that we were always like, oh, this guy makes really cool music. And AP, he's always onto it with especially local acts before I was, and he sent me Bills, and I was like, yo, this is like one of the best songs that I've ever heard come out of this country, like. And so we ended up meeting him at the latter part of last year, and this was around the time that we were working on Thoroughbred, and we wanted to make a track that was really close to home, and that wasn't as braggadocious as everything else that we had done, but still had a message. We kind of wanted to make a family-oriented track, and Bills has that exact feeling. And, you know, if we couldn't make it ourselves, you know, he summed it up already. And we kind of just wanted to build around that because everybody's got Bills, and it's kind of just a song about people living in the struggle, and... you know, that's still us, so.
Oh, yeah, especially it's winter.
Yeah. Exactly.
Those electricity bills. All right, here we go. Trich and AP, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
God, it's 25 lighters on my dresser. Chump change with the bunk shades, nonetheless. One day I'ma come slay under pressure. I don't want fame, I don't want pay, but I got bills though.
Yeah.
But I got bills though, and I got bills so I'ma get mine, I'ma get mine. All I got is 25 lighters on my dresser. Jump change with the bunk shades, nonetheless. One day I'ma come slay under pressure.
Yeah.
I don't want fame,
yeah.
I don't want pay, but I got bills though. And I got bills though. And I got bills though. I'ma get mine.
Dear Heavenly Father, I was taught that if I ask you, that you answer. So I'll tell you what I'm after. Been talking to the world, only speak about the bills. And yeah, I'm sure that that's cool, but please tell me what's real.
I don't know.
In and out of sleep since slumber. Sow the seeds for the come up, verlies for the symphony. Early, I will wonder, like one day we can own it. My soul won't be unjust. Gets cold in the nighttime, but it's cool when the sun's up. Be the light, till I go and see the light. Devil love to feed me lies, but I know he fear the light. I don't need a little life, I really wanna provide. Artillery given by God, so you can deny me to shine. He the one giving me lines, I just align. Know that my mama got bills, we just rely. Give me a sign,
give me the strength.
I soon arrive, yeah. Right of your steps.
All I got is 25 lighters on my dresser.
Jump change with the bump shades, nonetheless. One day I'ma come stay under pressure. I don't want fame,
no.
I don't want pain,
no.
But I got
bills though.
And I got
bills though.
Yeah.
And I got bills though. I'ma get mine.
Yeah.
I'ma
yeah.
get mine.
Too many things on my mind, trying to get mine with my team. Time and bills on the line, trying to get right, barely surviving. I woke up feeling like, I'ma do this, no intruders can enter. Whether it's rain or shine, can't screw my view up, nah, not even the weather.
Can't.
Still running with the same bruvs. Time and money running like dairy, still spinning up on the same drugs. But the angel on my shoulder told me to stay sober, cause I've been bent for a while,
wow.
Leaving dents on my tiles. Clean the vice with a towel.
All the bills.
Send me up for the kill streak.
All the bills.
No time to ponder on feelings. If I hurt you, I'm sorry. Mom telling me to hurry. I'll be there in a minute, but wait, I'm late again. I've been running on island time. I was busy growing up and telling lies. Now I'm patiently waiting for cadence to weigh in. And now we say amen.
Amen.
Get money.
Stack it up, stack it up, stack it up.
Get money.
Hey, salute to BFM.
All I got is 25 lighters on my dresser. With the bum shades, none the lesser. One day I'ma come slay under pressure. I don't want fame, I don't want pain, but I got bills though. And I got bills though. And I got bills though. I'ma get mine.
All I got is 25 lighters on my dresser. Jump change with the bum shades, none the lesser. One day I'ma come slay under pressure. I don't want fame, I don't want pay, but I got bills though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bills though. And I got bills though. I'ma get mine.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.
Hello!